Hi, I'm here with Dave Allen. This is TV Yorkshire and Paul Silky-Jones. Dave, how's training gone?
Yeah, it's gone very well, thank you. We don't have the most time to prepare, but from the time that we have had, we've used it wisely. We've done a lot of sparring. I was already physically fit, so there's no excuse about short notice or anything. We're ready.
So basically, it's a top-up. You're already in shape, so you're ready to go.
I was already in shape, so it's just a case of getting the correct sparring, sharpening up, getting things right for the night, and I believe everything's gone really well.
So like you were saying earlier on, when we had the press conference, about you've been sparring with all the quality fighters, world champions, you know, over and over again. So the thing is, the lack of experience you have, you make up for being in the gym.
Yeah, I've only had 10 amateur fights, some professional fights, but I've been all over the world sparring world champions, world title challenges and stuff, and you know, that does help. Obviously, it helps massively, and but you can't beat in-ring experience. And I think my last fight against Jason Gavin, even though it was a mess and it was a horrible fight, I learnt a lot from that fight. So I go into this fight with a lot of confidence, knowing that Dillian's kind of in the same boat. He's not the most experienced man in the world either. Yeah. So, yeah.
So have you ever sparred with Dillian?
No, I haven't. We was in a Klitschko camp together. Mm-hmm. And he looked very well. I think he's in the boat of inexperience, so he performs better in the gym than in the ring. So he's a good fighter. I know he's a good fighter. All the talk, you know, it counts for nothing, really. That's the hype of it. Yeah. I know he's a good fighter. I know I've got a good fight on my hands.
So, are you concerned at all about the distance, or does that give you longer to, you know, do your stuff and take your time without rushing?
I think the turnaround distance suits me more. I think doing 4 and 6, I kind of rush things. Mm. I'm very fit and very strong. So my physical strength, I think, will show over the longer period of the fight. I'm very athletic. I'm not the biggest heavyweight in the world, but I'm athletic with it, very fit. And I don't fight like a heavyweight, really. I fight more like a middleweight. You know, I'm all about pace. You know, I'm not the biggest puncher in the world. I can punch to get someone's respect, but I'm not the huge puncher. So I rely on my engine and my speed and stuff. And I think that's what Dillian struggles with. I think he'll struggle when we get into rounds 4 and 5. I've got to get there. I've got to be cute and clever and avoid the bigger, heavier punching man.
So because of your banter and watching you up there, he's quite cool and calm under it. Are you going to bring that into the fight? Does that make your fight way better than being tight and uptight?
I think he's coming into the fight. I think he's a little bit anxious. For the first time into the Joshua fight, he was the underdog. Now he's coming into the fight and he's got everything to lose. So if I beat him, like, where does he go from here kind of thing? And he looked very anxious to me. He's trying to stick the head on and stuff. He's trying to get a rise out of me. He won't get a rise out of me. If he gets a rise out of me, then he gets what he wants out of it. I'm just happy to give him the banter, wind him up, let him come out swinging for 2 or 3 rounds, let him gas, and I'll take him late and beat him.
So on Saturday, you pull off the big win, and you know the world's your oyster. Yep. Who would be your top 5 on the hit list?
Beating Dillian White puts me in line for the British title. That's what it's all about. I want to win the Lonsdale belt. My family is steeped in boxing, and that was the belt I was told about from a little boy. That's the one. So hopefully, fight for the British title, but all the fights I want, luckily they're all British domestic heavyweights, like David Price, Chisora, Sexton, and then who knows, you know, Joshua, it seems like a pipe dream now, but maybe it's not that far away, maybe it's 4 or 5 fights away, you know, beat Dillian, that's the start of a long road then to these super fights, and I believe I can do it. If I can do what I do in the gym on a regular basis in the ring, I'll be there in no time at all.
Right, so we could just wish you all the best and thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot, thank you.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, thank you.
How's your dad?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.